Neil and Safi, and we are welcoming now to the Pirate FM studios. It's the Pen Pal Pumpkins! Woo!
Yeah! We don't have the full set of pumpkins here this morning, unfortunately, simply because our studio is very cramped at times. But we are joined by the lovely James, Piran and Ernie. So welcome, boys. And, of course, Mr. Woolcock.
Good morning, all. Now, tell us what has happened and what is going to happen.
So we went to we did the National Lego League finals in Harrogate, and we won first prize in the innovation project.
Well done.
And then we came second overall, which means we've been invited to go to America to compete in the international finals.
Wow. That is incredible.
That is such an achievement. So what sort of thing did you have to do in the first stages then?
So the first stage is, the first Lego League is all about like coding a robot around a game table and getting missions done to earn points. And there's also another segment of it called the Innovation Project, where you have to find a problem in the world and like try and solve it with the year's theme.
Right. And was it like a collective decision on what it was you were going to do? Who came up with the initial design?
For the robot. So the robot, we were doing a lot of research to sort of find out which would be the best one, but we went with the one we used last year because we'd done it last year and didn't do that well. We thought we could really improve on our designs and do it better this year.
Amazing. And you've certainly done that. I mean, your achievements so far are phenomenal, and we've had the pleasure of actually watching the video of the moment you found out you were going to America. How did that feel?
For me, it was a bit overwhelming because if you saw in the video, I was kind of just standing there speechless because we just got told that we were doing like an advert for the Cornwall Council, but then it was one big setup into reading out that we're going to America. So yeah,
I didn't know, but when Ethan did his one, shout out to Ethan by the way. When Ethan did his one, I ran on. Ethan just full on rugby tackled me. I was like, okay.
Just such a brilliant achievement. This is the Penpole Pumpkins from Penpole School. They're going to America, but they need a little bit of a helping hand. So Mr. Woolcock is here as well. So this is no sort of short trip, is it? This is quite considerable. So what do we all need to try and do to help you out?
So we've got 4 weeks to organise this. Two of those weeks have now gone. So we've got about 2 weeks left, and basically we need money. We need to try and find a way of getting 10 children and adults to America and hopefully back again in order to compete and represent Great Britain. We've been overwhelmed by the support from the community. We've had over 200 people on GoFundMe donate already.
Yeah.
And we've had an amazing, you know, response from businesses in the area as well who are sponsoring us. So more of that would be exactly what we need to get us over the finishing line to get us into the States.
So when we're talking of monies, how much ideally is it you need to raise, and whereabouts are you at the moment?
It's a scary number, but the target is £25,000. We've discovered that when you're booking last-minute flights and last-minute hotels, the price kind of like doubles and trebles. So that's our goal. And amazingly, we've reached 17,000 already.
Wow.
So we're really
incredible.
Close, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay, so quick bit of math. So we're looking at another 8,000 ideally that needs to be raised. And what's the time frame to which you sort of need the fundraising to hit its target?
Maybe by 9 o'clock. No. we're looking to get things done as quick as we can so we can start making those bookings and get everything confirmed. Yes.
Okay. Boys, what would it mean to you to get there and to actually just be in America competing?
That would be amazing, because I really want to meet loads of new people and new teams and do things that I wouldn't be able to do here.
Oh, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is, absolutely. Now, look, you can see the guys on our news pages of our website at piratefm.co.uk. You may have caught that in the news yesterday. If you think you can help, then all you have to do is go to GoFundMe, and it's really simple. Or just do a search for Penpole Pumpkins, and you can see their GoFundMe page instantly pop up in front of you. Let's see if we can make sure that fundraising gets to where it needs
to be
in time.
They've done an incredible job so far. To think that they're etching ever closer to that target of £25,000. I know our incredible listeners, you guys are always phenomenal at rallying together and showing such great support. So let's see if we can get them there. Now, seeing as you guys are clearly Lego pros, when Neil knew that you guys were coming in, Neil went, oh, I used to be well good at Lego in the day. So I thought I'd set you both a little challenge. Do you guys fancy going up against Neil in a challenge, Lego challenge?
Sure, why not? Let's come on.
I did not know not about this bit.
Yes, right. So what's going to happen is the challenge is simply impress me. I'm going to be the judge. Neil, you actually get a little bit of time off out of the studio. You've got 20 minutes. There is some Lego brought in by the wonderful Mr. Walcock. So you have to just impress me. Whatever that means in your eyes is entirely up to you. Neil, very interested to see how you're going to impress me with
nervous.
Lego.
Well, I'm looking forward to the breakout session, though.
All right.
Sounds great.
So we're going to carry on with some tunes now. You guys can all go off. I think, Penpal Pumpkins, if you head out into reception, Neil, you go into the back offices. No sneak peeking.
All right.
And you've got 20 minutes. To impress me.
Okay.
Let's see what you come
right,
back
we'll come
with.
Back. But meantime, ladies and gentlemen, here at Pirate FM with us this morning, it's the Penpal Pumpkin!